Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody. I was recently at a dear friend of mine's event and want to kind of talk to you about event choreography. So recently, I was actually attending Dan and Derek's Dream 100 Con. And if you don't know Dana, Dana is, there's not a guy who gives more of himself to everybody more than Dana. This is a guy who is last Funnel Hacking Live. He won our Inner Circle Member of the Year because he literally just gives and gives and gives and gives and gives to anyone and everybody. He's also been known as a guy who's literally have books that sell for $2,000, for $1,000, $2,000, and $5,000 for a book. This is a guy who knows his stuff. He is totally on top of his game. One of our two Comic Club Award winners, the nicest guy in the world you'll ever meet, also known as the Goat Farmer, a dear friend of mine, and a guy I just am so impressed with everything that he's doing, and he's just always out there giving, 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 giving. And so I had the opportunity of just flying out there with Russell and with Melanie to, Russell was speaking at his event, and it was fascinating for me to see how all of us have our own strengths, and when you do something new, it's new. And if you don't have instructions or guidelines, it's kind of like, oh, shoot, what do I do next? And so what I want to do is kind of go through some of the things as I was watching an event unfold, the pros, the cons, and almost kind of create a checklist for you guys. If you're ever going to do a live event, things you need to be aware of. So first of all, I've literally been going to events for at least the last 15 years and prior to events, even before that. Most of the time, when I first started, I was basically going as an attendee. Recently, since then, I've done my own events. I've done, obviously, a ton of events for Funnel Hacking Live and events for ClickFunnels. And there is, it's always fascinating for me to see the different things that have to take place. And I want you to understand, there really is a choreography. It's like a dance that takes place whenever you're going to host an event. I saw the same thing when we went out 2 years ago to Grant Cardone's event with Russell. There was a guy, again, he's been crushing it for years, but it was his very first event. And granted, they were able to put 2,300 people in an event in literally less than 60 days, which was off the charts, unbelievable. But there's certain things to get the maximum profit out of your event that you need to do. So when I was at Grant's event that first time, we were talking about, well, do you have sales support staff there that's going to help us as far as taking order forms? He's like, oh, no. All we need is just Russell, when he gets up, just send. We'll have a booth out in the lobby. You can send everyone out to the booth and you can just swipe cards there. And I'm like, whoa, no, you cannot do it that way. There is a psychology that takes place at an event. And they said, oh, yeah, okay, then we'll get you support. No problem. Well, I got there that first time and I was like, where's all the support? And they're like, well, we got like two people for you. I'm like, no. You've got an audience of 2,200 people. We're expecting on selling 20 to 30% of this audience. And they're like, what? What do you mean? And they just totally baffled their mind. Fortunately, Alex and Layla Hermosi were there, and Adam Teese came up and had a couple of other people. We literally had like six people who just manhandled this crazy, crazy event, and we ended up doing, I think $800,000 out of the event, and just blew away Grant's whole team. They're like, I've never seen this done. And Grant was like, okay, there's something to this. So my only reason telling you this is I want to make sure you understand I'm speaking from having been to a lot of events and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And the choreography that has to take place at an event is super, super critical for you. So some of the main things, and again, a lot of the stuff you're going to go, oh, yeah, of course, I'll do that. But if you don't have a checklist, if you don't write things down, you just forget about it. And it was so fun being there with Dana because some of the things just kind of forgot. It's like, oh, shoot, I forgot about that. And I want to make sure you guys are aware of this as you're pulling stuff together. First of all, always make sure that the doors are not just open and people can randomly come in. This needs to be an event. It has to be something where music is playing and you have to control the energy of a room. The energy of a room is like one of the most important things you'll ever have happen at a live event. So you've got to make sure that the doors are closed, that there's pent up demand, that people are standing outside waiting to get in. And again, if you have VIPs, you always want to let your VIPs in first and gives them that first opportunity of feeling like I'm special. If if you're going to be in a situation like with Grant, he was selling different types of tickets, where there was a section for VIP, a section for general admission, a section for platinum. Make sure that those are roped off, that there's people guarding those seats so no one else gets them. So these people feel special and feel like this is their thing. Make sure that when the doors open, people are being greeted, that there's a ton of energy, high fives, things are going on, and that the music is very, very high intensity music. It needs to be loud enough to make sure you get people's attention. You don't want to have just something subtle playing in the background where people are talking. You want to basically control the room. And so as people come in, that's going to be one of the very first things you want to make sure that happens. The other thing is you've got to make sure that the stage presence is real and legit and is somewhat awe-inspiring. Please understand, as I'm talking about Dane, I'm not picking on him. He's a dear friend, and we had a ton of fun just working with him to make some tweaks. One of the things you have to understand is if you're going to host an event and you're expecting to sell at the event and make money at the event, it's got to look right. And one of the things that really, truly matters is the stage itself and the lights and the projector. You've got to make sure that you have a very, very high lumen projector. And these days, if you're playing video, ideally it's an HD projector. You got to make sure that when you're taking a look at this kind of stuff, that the screen screens are really weird as far as sometimes you can have a projector. And even though the projector is really good, the screen is gray and doesn't reflect well enough. It basically absorbs the color. And so you want to make sure that you've got a very high intense projector and that the screen will receive the light that's being projected on it and that it doesn't dim it. With that said, the other things you want to make sure is, as far as microphones, there's nothing more frustrating for people if they can't hear what the person is saying. So you've got to make sure that the mics, you'll always bring literally a ton of extra batteries. These microphone batteries, they just get consumed like crazy. I don't know what it is. They go dead. So make sure you've got extra mics and they have extra batteries. Make sure that you always want to have like at least a lav mic, if not a headset mic, where the person who's speaking doesn't have to actually handhold the mic. Also make sure that the introductions of these people, the introduction for whoever's speaking on your stage is massively critical. It's got to be an introduction where the person comes out with massive credibility. You do not want the person having to all of a sudden start to spend the first 2 to 3, 4, 5 minutes of their time trying to energize the room and trying to get the energy level up. Because realize as people are listening, everyone vibrates at a different level. And the energy that you bring on an introduction will set the tone for how people actually respond to that. Another thing, as you're taking a look at, if you're going to have a Q&A, there's a couple different ways of doing Q&As. I've seen it done both ways. Mic runners is one way. The other way is actually just having in each one of the aisles, just having a mic stand and have a mic stand there specifically just for the Q&A. So what it does is it allows you as either the speaker or as the host to know how many questions people actually have. And then you can cut people off as well. So you know what? We're only taking 2 more questions. That way more people don't get behind the line. Otherwise, you've got random people always getting up or people trying to run back and forth, or you're throwing boxes, mic boxes. So you want to make sure that you're controlling that room. On the very first day, one of the things we've found that works extremely well is you have to train the audience how to buy. And when you're training an audience how to buy, some of the things that matter is you've got to let them know where to actually go to buy. And we typically will always have, typically either in the back of the right of the room or in the center of the room is the actual table where sales take place. You have to train sales. And on the very first day, I always recommend you have some sort of charity type of donation where it, first of all, it helps people, makes them feel good about contributing to something else. It also trains them on where to go to actually submit their order forms. And I know I go back and forth with people all the time saying, gosh, you know what? You guys are a technology company. You guys should just have order forms. They just go online. They do the order form online. Or create an app and do it that way. In fact, at Grant Cardone's last event down in Mandalay Bay, they want all the speakers to do it on an app. And I'm like, no way. I won't do an app. I want people to see other people coming, creating this whole stage rush or the back of the room rush where there's social proof from that. You don't see on an app, you don't see social proof. There's no urgency. There's no scarcity. You'll always think, I will do it later. So I highly recommend that you always spend the time to make sure that you have order forms printed. You want to make sure that the what they're buying is clear on the order form and that the credit card and the information is there as well. If you're putting in phone numbers in or even on email addresses, I highly recommend even put the little boxes in so it slows people down. Otherwise, they write real fast and you can't see it. So the boxes I've seen have actually slowed people down to get in more, to print a little bit more legible. The other thing is please pay attention to when people are coming in, you want to make sure that you have a notebook and pens available for people. Don't assume that people are going to come to an event with a notebook and a pen. We actually, when we did Grant Cardone's 10X event, we actually stuffed pens into every single seat pocket. And again, I'll talk to you more about that event later, but just realize you've got to make sure that people have a pen because you want them filling things out, especially order forms. So make sure that you always give them a pen, and with that, give them a notebook. A lot of people always ask me about, well, what about the agenda? Shouldn't we have an agenda all the time? I'm a huge believer. If you're going to have an agenda, it's basically, it starts today at 8 o'clock and it ends at 5 o'clock. That's all they need to know, when to get in and when to get out. Last thing I want is people picking and choosing which speakers they're going to listen to and then going out and doing their own business. I want them to know that, hey, you dedicated time. You took time away from your business to come to our event. I want you here at the event. We spend a ton of time making sure that people are getting a lot of value out of it, but I want to make sure that they're there getting that kind of stuff. Another thing is understand that when you're looking at lunchtime, I've seen people go a couple of different ways on this. And sometimes people are like, oh, you know what, we're just going to go right through lunch and people can take their own breaks. Or, you know, we've got 2,000 people in a room and we're going to give them a half hour for lunch. Those things, they just don't work. So you need to really, you got to look at your outline, and this is choreography. You've got to know, what does the hotel actually have available? If you were to send 100 people down to the restaurant, can they take care of that? Could they take care of 500? Do you need to actually have brown bags brought in for them? Or if you're going to send people out, what are the restaurants nearby? And how long is it going to take them to go to the restaurants and come back? It was kind of fun. Funny, Dana was like, oh, shoot, I totally forgot about lunch. And the restaurant really didn't have as much to kind of take care of them. So he just told everybody, you know what? Why don't you guys all at this time just order Uber Eats and they can bring their lunch to you, which again, I love Dana because he's so quick on his feet. He's like, oh crap, forgot that. Well, this is how we're gonna take care of it. But be aware of those types of things. The other thing is understand when it comes to selling, these days, people don't like to go to events to be pitched the whole time. And so you really need to identify who are gonna be your key speakers who are gonna sell, and then who are your speakers who are gonna provide massive content. And you wanna make sure that you choreograph the content based on the results that you're trying to get. And usually if you're having an event, you're going to sell something as well. So if you're selling something, you want to make sure that the other speakers are basically amplifying your message as far as the need of what it is that you're going to be presenting or what you're going to be selling. One of the things that I find is super critical, and especially when you're first getting going, you don't spend that much time, and that is the amount of team members that you need at an event. So you're always going to need to have, I don't care if your event is 100 people or more, you need typically at least 3, if not 4 team members there to support you. You need one team member who literally supports you the entire event. Their job is to do nothing else but to make sure that you are stress-free and everything is going perfect. And so it literally is your assistant at the event where they have no other responsibilities to do whatever it is that you ask them to do, whenever it is that you ask them to do it. Some things you want to make sure is that you've got water for your speakers up on stage. You want to make sure that you're super hydrated yourself. These events are exhausting, and you've got to make sure that you have everything that you need. The other team members are going to be team members who are going to be there basically welcoming people when they first come in. There'll be team members who are there to support the sales process, taking order forms. They'll be there for questions. They're there to run the mics if you're running mics. You typically, again, I can't stress the importance. If you're going to put on an event, you're going to spend a lot of money because you want to generate a lot of money out of this. And so be aware of those kind of things. Some of the other things is you want to make sure that your order form is super, super clear. People know exactly what they're going to get, how they're going to get it, how it's going to be delivered, and if they have any questions, who they can reach out to. Trying to think as far as anything else here. I've got some of the main things I can't stress enough is the technology and the equipment that you have there. The music, the sound, the lights, the screens, all that stuff is highly, highly critical. Especially even as far as backlights, you want to make sure that you've got backlighting, and that the other things are for a speaker, they want to have a confidence monitor. A confidence monitor basically tells them, because they've got monitor, they're projecting up onto a screen, whatever their slides are. They need a confidence monitor in front that tells them how, what is their slide they're on and what's the next slide. I've seen a lot of confidence monitors where it's just their current slide, and even though they know their presentation, it's stressful when you're up in front of people and you're like, oh crap, I forgot, what's the next slide? So make sure you have both on a confidence monitor at the bottom where it's just for the speaker to see what their current slide is and what's the next one going to be. In addition to that, you want to make sure you have a countdown timer there that people see, the speaker sees, no one else does, and is counting that down, because you want to stay on schedule. There's nothing more frustrating than getting way behind, because what happens is the only person that's going to hurt most is going to be you. So anyways, those are a couple of different things. Again, Danny did such an awesome job. I was so proud of him. The thing I love about Danny is he was out there just crushing it and just did it all without even worrying about anything else but just making it happen. So take action. Put together an event. I highly recommend. You will find out more about yourself putting together your own live event than you ever imagined. So have an amazing day. Again, thanks so much for listening. If you don't mind, I would love any comments you have. If you're liking this content, feel free to send me a Facebook message, PM me, or send me an email, dave@clickfunnels.com. Or obviously I'd love the comments, or go on to iTunes and rate and review this. I'm trying to find out if this is the type of content and the value that you'd like to receive. We're coming up on 250, 300 episodes now, and I want to make sure this is the format that's really working for you guys who are spending the time, who are dedicated to listening to this. So please, I appreciate the feedback. I read every comment, I read every email, and I just want to know. So thanks again. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk soon.